It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We get tips now on building outdoor holiday light displays. And a shout out to communities that do this on a much grander scale, like Rotary Lights Display at Riverside Park in La Crosse, over 3 million lights. And Chippewa Falls Christmas Village in Irvine Park, over 60,000 lights. Join in on stringing outdoor lights, challenges, your great milestones in doing them. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Andrea Flanagan owns the franchise Your Holiday Lights of Appleton and Oshkosh. Andrea, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, what does your outdoor display look like this year?
This year, I have a two-story home, so we have the roof line lighted, and then I also have garland around our entryway, which has lights on it. I went with multicolor lights this year. And so, yeah, I have two young boys, so we decided to do the color this year.
All right. You mentioned the roof line, and I can just picture that in my head. But before hanging lights, we're going to talk about safety. But how should people plan out and measure for their displays?
The best way, obviously, you can use a wheel. So I measure everything from the ground. You don't have to get up on a ladder to do anything. Walk out that length that you're looking to put on the house. Peaks, I usually measure. So say you've got 10 feet of lights, I multiply that by 1.5 to give you that peak height. I think that's probably the best way to do it from the ground. And then as far as any like bushes or trees, you can also measure that with a wheel. There are some great tools online that you can use to just plug in the dimensions of your bush or tree, and it'll spit out kind of how many feet they roughly think you should use on that bush.
Ooh, we like those calculators. I like those shortcuts for sure. You mentioned multicolor this year. Do you have any suggestions for selecting colors that, might make our displays look better or could be friendlier to people who are your neighbors or who might not have or who have loss of vision?
Sure. I would say our most popular color that we use is warm white. It's always kind of easy on the eyes, not super distracting. Twinkle lights might, if you're looking to maybe not be super distracting to your neighbors, maybe stay away from the twinkle lights. But I do think, as long as they're not flashing in a ton, everything that would look good.
When you're hanging those lights from a roof peak, what is your approach to safety?
We do everything from a ladder, making sure that you have that ladder straight up in the air, not at an angle, having someone foot the ladder at the bottom just to ensure safety, and then not reaching like too far out over the sides when you're putting those up.
And so in terms of how you keep those lights where they should be, especially when you're trying to follow a roof line, do you have any tips on how to hold them in place?
Typically with the roof line lights, what we use is a C7 bulb. So they screw right into the socket that's on our wire. And those have little clips, so you can actually clip in right underneath the soffit. And that's probably the best way to secure it and keep it out of any wind or elements. The other way is there's quite a few different clips. So there's what I call a universal clip, and that can go on your gutter. Otherwise, there are shingle tabs as well, and those just slide right under your first or second shingle. So those are good ways to secure the bigger C7 bulbs. I also know that if you're using mini lights on the roof line, there's mini clips that you can use as well.
Okay, so you have multiple options here. Clipping in under the soffit, you can clip onto a gutter, and even the shingles.
Yep.
Would you recommend one versus the other? Or are there situations when you would want to choose one over the other?
Yeah, there's times where I would recommend using soffit clips. So the ones that are just right on the bulb, just because it's kind of protected then from any weather. Keeping those connections dry is important. And sometimes there's times where you cannot use the soffit clip. Some older homes don't have it. They'll have like a wood kind of decorative soffit up there. Sometimes people have the gutter guards or screens, so you can't use the gutter clips. So that's typically when we go to the shingle tab. So each home's kind of unique. And when we're going out to do estimates, that's something we definitely look at.
Talking with Holiday Lights, talking with Holiday Light Display expert Andrea Flanagan, who owns a light installation company in Wisconsin. Join in on your holiday lights, what you've encountered, 800-642-1234. Andrea, you mentioned the C type of bulbs. Can you explain some of the differences there between like C7 and C9 bulbs and what this C means?
Sure. The C7 bulb is what we typically use on a roof line. They're your bigger bulb. C9 is an even bigger bulb. So typically you're going to use those on roof lines or like a larger tree, pine tree, when you're wrapping those. And they're the socket wire that we use. Those bulbs are interchangeable. So you could use C7 or C9 on those wires.
And so your smaller bulbs would go down from a C7, or that would mean a smaller bulb?
Yes. So I do, there are like C6, but I would say the most popular for holiday lights is going, and what you'll even see in a store is going to be the C7 or a C9. And then your mini lights are what would come on a typical like 25 or 50 foot strand.
What about your power sources, and what should we bear in mind about making sure that we have adequate power for the lights we're putting up?
Yeah, you always want to make sure when you're choosing your lights to begin with that they're UL approved. So that just means they've been checked fire safety. It's always important. Another kind of rule that I go by is like the 80-20 rule. So you want to use 80% of your available power on each outlet. So you can get just like an amp meter at a local hardware store, and that will help you determine kind of how much you can use on there. Your lights from the store should have, you know, how much power they're drawing. And then you kind of just have to do the math from there.
All right. Do the math from there. What about LED lights? You know, we've heard that they draw a lot less energy. Are they safer to use? Should we go for those instead?
Yes, I would definitely go for those versus the incandescent. They definitely, I think they're a little outdated. You can use more LED lights than you could on the incandescent. I think LEDs come a long way too. Our lights, as far as the warm white or any whites, we have a champagne white and then a warm white and a cool white. So the champagne white actually kind of mimics that incandescent that some people really love that color that it gives off.
Wow. So you have multiple options in that classic white look for holiday lights.
Yeah.
Let's take a call now. Kelly in Oshkosh. Kelly, hi. What have you encountered with outdoor lights?
Hi. So I have some outdoor lawn sculptures. They are tinsel covered, and they have mini light strings inside of them. And I need to replace the lights. Some of them I need to replace the string, and some of them I just need to replace the bulbs. And I'm wondering if you have any advice for me about that. Can I just buy regular mini lights and replace the strings? And then I have one of them that they have different size sockets. So replacing the little mini light socket is not as straightforward as it might seem. So I'm wondering if you have any words of wisdom for me.
Kelly, thank you. Doing surgery on those outdoor light ornaments there. Andrea, what words of wisdom do you have?
Yeah, I would say probably just replace the mini light strands in there. If it's a lawn ornament, like you said, we use zip ties a lot. So zip ties are like our best friends when we're trying to secure things. It might be a good way to keep that pattern on your lawn ornament, follow that and just zip tie them in. You might not even have to take the old lights off.
Okay. Kelly, does that help?
I think so, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes, we're getting tips on holiday lights, hanging outdoor holiday lights. Andrea Flanagan, been in the business in the Fox Valley. Call in with your light display issues, your questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we talk about hanging lights outdoors, steps to show off a festive look on your home or apartment, call in with your light display questions and issues, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Andrea Flanagan, who owns a light display franchise and stays with us. Andrea, let's continue on talking about troubleshooting. When a light strand fails to turn on, what could be the problem? What's the issue?
Yeah, if you're looking at mini lights that are going out, there is a fuse kind of on one of those ends, the male or female end, that you could always replace. I know on some of the mini lights, they have little replacement bulbs that will come with it as well. I've seen in store little like mini light gun replacement that are easy to just kind of pop in and off. So that's where I would start if one of your strands is out. As far as like the whole display in itself, just making sure that you're not drawing too much power. It's typically not an issue with the LED lights. So that's where I would definitely test using like an amp meter to make sure you're not drawing too much.
So there is a product that helps people find broken bulbs in the light strand. It's called a Light Keeper. It can be found typically where holiday lights are sold. How does this tool work?
I'm not super familiar with that tool.
Okay.
I would say, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for, usually they turn off like in sections too. So where the lights are shutting off there, maybe just look for like a break in the wire. Like squirrels, rabbits, they love holiday light wires. There's like a coating on there that they're attracted to. So it never fails. We'll get a couple calls every year like, hey, our lights aren't working, especially in trees. So we come out, take a look, and you'll see it's just kind of like straight cut through the wire.
Sure enough, it's our friends up in the trees.
Yep.
You had an issue recently at the Oshkosh holiday parade with lights going on and off. What happened there?
Yeah, so we did a float in the Oshkosh holiday parade. We used a lot of sprinkle lights, and we had tested everything at the shop. We had it plugged into the truck. It was under like 400 watts we were using. It just kept shutting off after a while. And we finally figured out that the twinkle lights were, it's kind of like when they surge on and off, drawing too much power. So we had to cut out a few of those lights. So twinkle lights can be an issue going, if you know at the initial startup, you're not drawing too much power. It may be that twinkling effect causing it to surge and draw too much power at once and shutting them off.
I've always wondered how you sync those twinkle lights with music and how that integration of that works.
Yeah, I think there's a few different products out there that you can buy and plug them into your lights. I think most of them work with any LED lights. There's a product that you can plug in kind of like at the start of your lights that will do that. But yeah, there's some really big light displays where you can tune into the radio, and I'm not sure how those work. We don't do those.
I love those so much. Can LED lights that are new and different and that have been added to, let's say, the box of lights, can they be attached to my old incandescent strings?
I would probably stick with one or the other.
Okay.
Especially even just like aesthetically, the look of them is very different. So I would stick with your LEDs. That way you know exactly how much you're drawing to. Yeah.
All right. And how many strings, like, of LED lights can I connect end to end? Or does that really vary with the power source?
Yeah, it does vary. I would say even by, like, the brand that you're buying. So I would always check the box they should have on there, what you should be, you know, the run of lights that you can connect. And then a lot of those mini light ends have a male side that you can, like, plug in another male to that side as well. And those, you don't want to go more than like 5 stacked on each other. So if you're wrapping like a tree, don't run more than 5 of those together. But if you're going a male to a female, that one you can run for quite a bit. But the box should say on there kind of what they expect.
Talking with light expert Andrea Flanagan, you can join in 800-642-1234. Travis in Waukesha. Travis, hi. What's your tip?
How's it going? So yeah, I was listening to what you guys are saying. I actually use smart switches, the things that you can use to, like, turn on lamps, you know, with, like, your Google Home or your, you know, Amazon Alexa or, you know, stuff like that. And inside of there, you can actually set up, like, routines. And, like, I have one that says, turn the lights on, you know, 15 minutes before dusk and, you know, at a certain time, rather than just using a timer, so that you're able to use that, you know, as the time changes of dusk, you're not actually turning your lights on, you know, half an hour to an hour early. It changes depending on when sunrise is that day.
Wow, that is such a fantastic tip. Oh, Travis, thank you for that. Andrea, what do you think of that, using your smart speaker in such a smart way with a new iteration of timers?
Yeah, that's really cool. I think things have come a long way, being able to do things from your phone, definitely convenient. And timers, you know, that's light sensor. We typically use like a dusk to dawn setting, or you can do that 4, 6, 8 hour timer after dark. So, and I think that's always nice for your neighbors too, so you can shut them off and not have them on all night.
What are your recommendations for, say, decorating a bush with lights and making sure that it stands out, but you're not, you know, putting too many lights on one area?
Yeah, the way I string our lights on bushes is we space them out about 6 inches apart from each other. And we go front to back. So we'll start at the back of the bush, wrap to the front, kind of do like a U shape down the front, and then come to the back. That's just kind of spaces out the lighting without making it and give it more of a random look than just like a line of lights.
And what is the proper way to protect outdoor lighting from rain and snow?
Yeah, we use, there's connections that you can buy at a local hardware store. If you've got extension cords that you need to run through the yard, I suggest kind of encapsulating those, making sure that no moisture gets in there. And then for mini light connections, making sure that male end is pointed up. If you have the female end pointed up, water will kind of run into there and can sit in there and cause a short.
Do you have any suggestions for people who want to dispose of their holiday lights? How do they get rid of them?
Yeah, actually, each, I would say, state or local authority has different rules on that. I know here in Oshkosh, you can just throw them in the garbage, but you might want to just check with your state or local authority. I think it was just on like the sanitation page as to what to do with them.
Okay, so double check where you live. And how should people approach storing their holiday lights? What's the best way?
The way we do it is we store them in plastic totes. So at the end of the year, when we go to take them down, I'll put it in the tote and then we kind of let it dry out for a day or two. And then once it's done, we will put the lid on, store that away. I would say too, like, just taking your lights down, wrapping them up, we usually do for mini lights, we'll take the female end, you kind of wrap it into like a ball And that way, when you go to take it out, they're not all like connected and tangled. And then you can just easily check, have that male end out, plug it into the wall, see if it works. And if it doesn't, you know, you can throw it out, try to repair it.
Go to the next step. Andrea, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
Andrea Flanagan is owner of the franchise Your Holiday Lights of Appleton and Oshkosh. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.